Hello, my name is Mali.
Ooh, I love the way you grow.
I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Omawali Adewale. Omawali is the co-owner of The Liberation Farm in New York. He's the founder of Black Veg Fest in New York City, and the author of Brother Vegan and An Introduction to Veganism and Agricultural Globalism. Welcome, Omawali, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you very much for having me, Molly.
I'm really thrilled about this. Greatly honored. Thank you. There's a lot to talk about. I'm excited about all the work that you do, along with your team and your partner. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Liberation Farm. I would love to hear about Liberation Farm, how you created it, along with Nadia, and then all that you do at Liberation Farm.
Okay, so Liberation Farm comes in food justice work, but the goal is always food sovereignty for Black communities. And when we say food sovereignty, we mean, you know, having the decision-making over, you know, our food, being able to make the decisions about what the quality is, what we prefer. And so for Liberation Farm, we might prefer organic food, regenerative farming methods. And we would want non-GMO food. And so that's the quality. How we access it, we would like to be able to sustain Black food. That would be our food system. And how we receive the food, who we receive the food from, Black farmers, so that we can grow that and we can make sure that we don't have to necessarily always fight for food justice. And so those are kind of the difference in advocating for food justice and advocating for food sovereignty. And so that's been our focus at Liberation Farm, being able to also have a sense of rest, quality, life, and living that we're not just specific to just urban areas, just to the city, but rural life, but in its entirety, regardless of where we are. Comfort being able to have that particular food. So when we say Liberation Farm, we're talking about Black liberation. That's important. We're also talking about liberation extended outward as well to other folks, and in particular animals as well, who are just living and trying to live. And so it's more hormonal, but it's really more egalitarian, you know, system. So we're working towards. So that's Liberation Farm. And Nadia and I started that 2020 and locating a space in November. But we've already been looking for a space 2-3 years prior to that. That's upstate New York. And we have since made a lot of transition. Even in terms of being displaced, you know, for having these particular goals. And so that's a larger question, but we're still focused on that particular goal. And some of the things that we're doing right now is it has been even greater for us And so we've been able to achieve so much since that time. And now we're, you know, growing food in the Black Dirt region of the world. And that's in Orange County, New York. And so that process of being able to grow in the Black Dirt region, and the Black Dirt region is where you have 30 to 90% more rich soil, because you have 30 to 90% more organic matter. And so that's very important for growth of plants. So that is, you know, kind of, you know, just a short, truncated, you know, version, but that is, you know, kind of our goals, and also where we are right now, where we're growing over an acre of produce and focusing mostly on beets. We focus mostly on beet root vegetables, but also greens, and that's for our heart. And so that if you can see that we're addressing, you know, health concerns within our community by focusing on rich foods, foods that purify the blood, foods that lower heart disease, lower high blood pressure, and address heart disease within our community. So those are the reasons why we chose to those particular vegetables, you know, foods that are, you know, kale, spinach, and beetroot vegetables, and also beet greens, of course.
Thank you, Omowale. And I enjoy and appreciate seeing your posts of the Black community working at Liberation Farm and the joy. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm excited to hear about your camp out that you had in 2022 and also your upcoming one in October in 2023.
Right. So we had several campouts, kind of culminated in 2022, and we're looking to really sustain that type of growth in 2023. So 2022, we had over 30 people attend Liberation Farm. This was in Sullivan County, and they were able to camp outside. Most of the folks, you know, never camped out. You know, never camped overnight. So that was exciting, you know, for us, for people to find us and the Black community really embrace Black space, as they have been with a lot of cultural activities that we've been creating with a lot of assistance in, you know, our community and outside of our community as well. But their focus on our community is what is sustaining us, because it's not significant amount of resources. It's just, you know, focus and, you know, within ourselves. So we might do curry, potatoes, and different types of, you know, vegetables, the food that we grew. And we grew beets, you know, we grew arugula, you know, we grew so many herbs, you know, tomatoes, and we were able to put that food into, you know, the place of folks who are coming, you know, just to find out what is Liberation Farm. And we're able to show folks and all of our guests that, listen, you can camp here, you know, we can be safe. We can have a quality style of living, even if it's for, you know, a couple nights. And so that's kind of, you know, what we're trying to, you know, grow people, just kind of have this discussion, having discussions among us and securing our, you know, ourselves. Also, you know, what does that mean, you know, for animals, allowing animals to kind of, you know, be who they are in the wild. And that was really, you know, a rich, inviting time. And a lot of folks have really, you know, spoken to that, you know, staying over. Some people have, you know, they brought their partners, they brought their friends, and they kept thanking us for just having that, you know, this really just a simple, you know, change and adjustment in your living, you know, environment. You know, some from going from the city. So most of the folks who came, you know, came from New York City, you know, so, you know, in the urban area, they were able to come to a rural space. It's also, you know, engage, you know, wildlife, at least be able to see, you know, wildlife and learn farming as well. But also, you know, hike, you know, with us is you know, you know, as well. So it's a fun time. It's incredible. And we're looking to do the same thing October on a new space and new property. There's so much that's still developing, you know, with that. But we're looking to do, you know, 2-3 times that amount of folks, looking to have folks really kind of learn how to live outdoors, you know, how to, you know, start a campfire, you know, and be able to sustain yourself out there, how to, you know, find, you know, foraging, you know, secrets, how to actually, you know, learn to, you know, to barter with one another. You know, so there's so many different things that, you know, that we learn as well as Liberation Farm that we but that we teach to guests and some things that we learn from guests, you know, as well. So this is just a budding process, you know, really just getting people, you know, acclimated to, you know, new surroundings.
Beautiful. Thank you, Omawali. We'll be taking a little musical interlude and then we'll continue our conversation with Omawali Adewale. We started out this program by listening to the music of DJ K-Van Motivation, Wata.
All I need now is my time. 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 Ceiling. From the very deep beginning. Ooh, watching the sprout grow.
Sprout That Life.
No wind, no wind gon' blow.
By DJ K-Van Motivation.
I got summer seats, I got no more land. Pull up on your block in that veggie van. Keep my broccoli local like I always did. Give me a bucket or two, I sprinkle plant in the streets. I got summer seats, I got no more land. Pull up on your block in that veggie van. Keep my broccoli local like I always did. This that eco hip hop, healthy for them care. I'm a veggie so fresh, bit so fresh, garden so clean, grown with the best, rose in my hood, throwing up the X, dirt stay wet, flex, 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 got his pocket full of seeds, what's next, farmers markets always going ahead of fresh, look at the way that I eat, look at the way that I eat, you ain't finished your plate, why are you falling asleep, never too late, be who you needed to be, meet me out in the wind, ready to plant in the tree. Homie, I'm gone.
Big green growing, big green.
Sprout that life.
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 Big green growing.
Sprout that life.
Big green growing.
Sprout that life.
Big green growing, big green.
Sprout that life.
Big green growing.
I'ma make you think twice when you pull up on the corner store. What's the shelf life of your food? They say,
I don't know.
Why you eat that processed food? They say, I don't know. Why you never try the fresh juice? They say, I don't know. I got gold grapes with the gold carrots. Rolling tower gardens with romaine lettuce. Rolling yams, A-Sats, all west for the band. Plate it up like a chef. Post one for the gram like.
Sprout That Life by DJ K-Van Motivation. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. we're continuing our conversation with Omawale Adewale, who's joining us from New York City via Skype. Omawale is the co-owner of Liberation Farm. And I also enjoy seeing the beautiful creative jewelry made by Nadia as well. So I see there's a lot going on that is inspiring.
Right, right. Nadia is a professional at her craft. She does handmade, jewelry using brass, silver, and just really, cultivating nice artwork that is Afrocentric and, speaks to, a lot of folks in our community, especially, a lot of Black women, who really feel and really, that... when you express, your culture, to folks and, it's like speaking a language, you hear your language and that tone, really resonates and it makes you feel special that somebody's actually crafting something, that's for you. That is specific, to you. It's a, it's a communicative language, and when you create art. So I really learned a lot, from her. In trying to do some pieces myself, but she leads in that domain. Just also Nadia, focuses mostly on the farming, those kind of aspects. I kind of bring that more adventure, to it, with training folks in terms of the fitness, but also if people just working out in the woods and in hiking and those and things of that nature. But we're mostly, doing a lot of farming, and so she takes the, the lead on that. Although we're both getting into the ground, we're both cultivating, and it's a beautiful process, to do this with, with someone you love. And at the end of the day, these are things that we would love to do, regardless if we, if we didn't have to deal with, with race, what would we do? We'd be growing food. And we would just be camping. We would be doing, those things that we're doing now. We'd be creating, art pieces and having a great time and inviting folks over, for food, cooking together and, those types of things. But we also, we weave that in and having them, the men, we're washing the dishes and things of that nature. And doing more, and trying to really, cook, the foods more. But, everybody's interactive. Everybody's doing some of those things, and some folks are doing some of the same things that they normally would be doing. And so and bringing in, non-binary folks in our culture, but it's just our culture. And that's something that a lot of folks don't recognize is that we have to in embrace that. And embrace that. We embrace that through our art, through our, through our farming, through, claiming space and saying that, well, this is a black space. It was a time where we couldn't do that, where you couldn't just congregate. If you did congregate, you congregated, in a church. And people oversaw you and saw everything that you were saying, and everything had to be secretive. And having that, but now we want to have that out and open and showing that kind of love and that kind of, embrace. And so that's important. And so that's, that art speaks so loudly, and so it's a great opportunity, just embracing with Liberation Farm.
Liberation Farm is beautiful and very powerful. Thank you, Omawale, and to your wife, Nadia, and all at Liberation Farm.
Thank you so much.
I would love to hear about your most recent book, the second edition of An Introduction to Veganism and Agricultural Globalism.
Oh, yes. So I put a few new pages in there, but also you got to understand that I had to have a second edition just because the first edition, in any book, there's always going to be a lot of errors, especially when it's self-published. So I was, glad to have that opportunity with Lantern, publishing and media and the way they really, supported, my efforts, the way they support veganism, the way they support activism, and so my activism is unapologetically black. You know, it's unapologetically me as well. And so in this book, I really, you know, when I first wrote this book, if you look at the first edition, this is kind of what I'm talking about. This is kind of like, this is what I would like to be speaking about, right? Food. I would like to, you know, help people to understand, food. I would like to, you know, talk about the politics of, you know, food globally. I think that, you know, you really can't have, you know, one culture, but you need to, you know, be true to your culture. And so I thought it was very important, you know, that, you know, talking about these particular nations, you know, that are really, it's so political that some nations are not recognized. So like the Black nation is not recognized, right? And so if we're Black, you know, Black nation in America, you know, that's just United States of America. Right. And so, but in the second version, I'm talking about Black culture. I'm still mentioning and speaking to, you know, other cultures around the world, but I'm also, you know, there's a focus on how does veganism, you know, intersect our community? You know, folks like Dr. Alvania, you know, Fulton, that were very, very instrumental in our community in the 30s. You know, and having, you know, healthy, you know, stores, talking about, you know, vegetarianism and veganism in such a profound way that was so nice. You know, today we don't even, you know that she was doing this in 39, that she actually, you know, educated, you know, Dick Gregory, and who was vegan, but he didn't really have a, you know, whole grasp. And so he says, you know, that it was, you know, Dr. Fulton that gave him this understanding. And so that he's actually been able to promote veganism, you know, for so many decades, you know, and, you know, until he passed. And that's a profound, you know, is very impactful. Her being, you know, just being a Black woman, and we not having those types of names. And today we, you know, we have, you know, of course, Dr. Tracy McWhorter, you know, as well. And we do have, you know, Dr., you know, A. Breeze Harper, you know, of Sister Vegan. And so I wanted to make sure, you know, I kind of spoke to some of the folks who, you know, really kind of paved that way, and especially, you know, Dr. Fulton. But I also want to talk about bees. I also wanted to bring up, you know, bees and them having their own community, and the way that it is not vegan to the kind of disturb bees. Even when we, you know, we smoke bees out and we say that we want to, you know, promote them and put them, you know, with a fake queen, we're changing their culture and their community. Anytime you change a particular people, you know, and to fit your way, because really what we're doing with bees, and we're trying to sustain bees so we can sustain ourselves, because we know if we lose bees, we're understanding we lose bees and we lose ourselves, but that's still a way that we can lose ourselves by, you know, bringing in these kind of fake, you know, mechanical ways to disturb bees. So those are some of the things I incorporated, you know, bees and focus on, you know, Black culture. Those are new pieces, but it's also having, you know, professionals take my book, you know, and edit it, you know, the way it should be edited. So I'm very pleased with this piece, because it really enhances my first work and my contribution. This is my first book, and I'm talking about, you know, the politics of, you know, of it as, you know, as well, just in terms of some of the, you know, the folks that that need to be raised up, and so that's important to me, just as it is important for me to, you know, mention and talk about the purpose of veganism, you know, as I see it, you know, which is to, you know, essentially, you know, respect animals for just their purpose in the world, that they're not just, you know, it's not specific, you know, to us, But at the very same time, you know, respect your own culture.
Thank you, Omawali. And I also appreciate one of your recent posts on social media in relation to your book, An Introduction to Veganism and Agricultural Globalism. And I want to quote you, quote, "If we are not discussing big agra and biofirms by now, then we aren't discussing most of the world's food. First, every U.S. military drop of food to another nation involves biotech firms, and that means imperialism," end quote. Yeah, and then you have listing the top 9 GMO producers. Thank you for bringing that awareness. Much needed. Power to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So important.
We're coming to a close in the interview for today, Omawali. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and contact information?
I would just like to say we need to really, I think what you said, is so significant in terms of what you quoted. Like now we're going to have, you know, we have a lot of fake thoughts that are just, you know, shared and they're not real. Just like, you know, we're going to have a lot of fake foods that are, you know, that are not real. So at the same time, you know, see the beauty, you know, and of cultivating, you know, land and our food and kind of return back to its source. And support those folks, you know, who are, you know, who are doing that. Support your farmer. Support your local farmer. And folks can reach me at liberationfarm.org. Find out everything that, you know, the work that we're doing with, you know, this volunteer opportunities, liberationfarm.org, and how you can really, you know, introduce yourself to the work of agriculture. And it's, you know, very important, but also, you know, veganism. You know, you can, you know, reach out to me as well through liberationfarm9@gmail.com.
Thank you, Omawali, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I'd like to thank all at Liberation Farm and also DJ KVM Motivation, and to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you peace, prosperity, abundance, and love.
No wind gon' blow.